Yes, looky here. It's already the 21st day of April 2013. Friend, how are you? And welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. And if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We try to saturate this program in the Word of God and see what God has to say on certain topics and such. And today, I'll tell you what, I'm excited about today's program, because today we are going to be focusing on the God of restoration. There are many things and situations in our lives that need to be resurrected and restored. And the cool thing is, our God is a God of restoration. So we're going to be focusing on that. So I hope you can join me here for the next 30 minutes as we focus on the God of restoration right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil the victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Would you be wider, much wider than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Since things are lost in its life giving flow, there's wonderful power in the blood.
Yes, that's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll spending some time here with you on this Sunday. And today we are focusing on the God of restoration. In Psalm 33, verse 12, it says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." Throughout our country, everyone celebrates the signing of the Declaration of Independence in July. It's a document through which leaders of the colonies and the New World broke free from the King of England. The Declaration begins, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator and with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." While revisionist historians are working hard to remove any trace of Christian or biblical ideals from the foundations of America, the celebration of July 4th in itself, Independence Day, finds its basis in a foundational document which appeals to the authority of a divine creator, one whom most of the founding fathers fully believed to have been the author and main subject of the Holy Bible. So the July 4th, more than just any celebration of independence, ought also to be a day which recognizes God's participation in the nation's birth. The words found in 2 Chronicles 7:14 can be claimed and applied to any nation, but particularly one whose foundational documents and institutions have drawn their inspiration from biblical monotheism. It says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land." True restoration and healing only comes through true repentance and God's grace. With so much work to be done, may the restoration, friend, begin with us.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. My soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near, praise him in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth, shelters thee under his wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desires have been granted in what he to the Lord, who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, if with his love he befriend.
Yes, you are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, how are you? It's Joey, spending some time here with you on this 21st day of April 2013. Already, the final week and a half of April, and the next thing you know, May will be around the corner, and June and the summer months and so forth. It goes by so, so quickly. Well, friend, today we are focusing on the God of Restoration. Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 says, "Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted." There's a fascinating true story about the Apostle John, narrated by the early church father Eusebius, well worth reading. The account goes that the elderly John took an affection and interest in a young man from Ephesus, entrusted him to the care of a bishop in the area, and that after a season, this young man became entangled with a band of criminals and was corrupted by them, finally becoming their leader. When John returned, expecting this young man, spiritually well and maturing, the bishop informed John of his fate. Eusebius wrote, "The apostle tore his clothing, beat his head, and groaned, 'A fine guardian I left for our brother's soul.' but get me a horse and someone show me the way. He rode off from the church just as he was. When he arrived at the hideout and was seized by the outlaws, he shouted, "This is what I have come for. Take me to your leader." When John approached the young leader and recognized him, the young man turned and fled in shame. But John ran after him as hard as he could, forgetting his age and calling out, "Why are you running away from me, child, from your own father, unarmed and old? Pity me, child, don't fear me. I will give an account to Christ for you, and if necessary, gladly suffer death and give my life for yours, as the Lord suffered death for us. Stop, believe, Christ sent me." The young man stopped, stared at the ground, threw down his weapons, and wept bitterly, flinging his arms around the old man, and he begged for forgiveness. Baptized a second time with his own tears, John led him back and did not leave him until, through prayer, fasting, and instruction, he restored him to the church. What an incredible story. Friend, be an example of his love. No matter how far someone believes he has strayed from or even deserted from the Lord, he can also be restored. Perhaps while reading this message, the Lord may be reminding you of a person with whom you can share this story with. And just as the shepherd leaves the 99 sheep to find just that one, so is the Lord for his children as well. Our God is truly a God of restoration.
You who dwell in the shelter of the Lord, who abide in his shadow for life, say,
you're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Great song. Friend, how are you? My name is Joey Kroll, spending some time here with you. This, of course, is Sunday Worship. And quick reminder, don't forget, coming up on Thursday morning, May the 2nd, we will be celebrating the National Day of Prayer. And our very own Mark Burns will be a special guest speaker at a special National Day of Prayer breakfast, again, Thursday morning, May the 2nd, at the Linden, 224 Wheat Avenue in Rantoul. The cost is only $7, and that includes hearing the great, knowledgeable Mark Burns, but also enjoying a breakfast as well. It all gets underway at 6 a.m. Again, Thursday, May the 2nd. To get more information on this, just check out our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, today we are talking about the God of restoration, and our God is truly a God of restoration. Amen. I can acknowledge that as being true in my life. Through relationships, broken relationships. I didn't have a chance to meet my dad until I was the age of 16. And up until a couple of years ago, my mother and my father finally had a chance to meet for the very first time since my dad left my mother. And my dad, being a broken man, a broken godly man, went to her and said, "Will you please forgive me?" And my mom didn't even let him finish his sentence. And she says, "I forgave you long, long ago." And the Spirit of the living God truly moved that morning. Friend, you have the ability, by leaning on the Lord Himself, to bring restoration by forgiving someone. Or possibly saying, "I'm sorry." I have personally seen in my life that our God is truly a God of restoration. And if He can do it in my life for me, He certainly can do it in your life for you.
In your knees.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God. Just the way it is.
Yes, that's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Happy Sunday, friend. It's Joey spending some time here with you. Actually, we're about to wind our program down together here today. And thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you. Tag along as part of your weekend as we've been focusing on the God of restoration. And our God is truly, truly a God of restoration. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for just tagging along with me and letting me tag along with you. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, Mark Burns in this seat tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And that, of course, gets underway at 7:32 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. And until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.